quick question for you. How are those stress levels? On a scale of 1 to 5, where do you land with your stress? Let's say 1 is super chill, relaxing on the beach, waves lapping at your feet, and 5 is you're just 1 negative comment away from melting in a puddle on the floor. So where do you land? If you're at a 3 or higher, you need to stop what you're doing. Get a pen and paper and listen to this podcast. We're going to take care of some things right now. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. And like you, I'm a mom first. A mom of 5 to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Hey friends, today I'm dropping in here with a super practical way to reset the stress in your life. Stress, oh, the S word. But let's face it, if you're a human, you're going to be experiencing some stress. It's part of the human experience. And if you're someone who's really out there going after your dreams, let me tell you, you're going to experience a good amount of stress. Usually when we think of stress, we think of something bad that has happened or is about to happen, something that we're worried about. But stress can accompany good things too. It's really stressful, for example, to get married, to buy a house, to have kids, to figure out how you're going to manage life with all the kid activities. Getting a promotion at work or landing your dream job, those are all stressful things, and there's things that we want. Stress, whether it's connected to something we deem good or something that feels bad and tragic, takes a toll. It can take a toll physically, it can take a toll mentally, it can really hamper our mental well-being. Left unchecked, it leaves us irritable, cranky, short-tempered with everyone, including the people that we love. Learning to better manage my stress is definitely a part of the journey I'm on. And it's part of what I'm doing to try to become a better mom, a better spouse, a better friend, a better employee, even a better podcaster. From time to time, I find things that really, really work for me, like consistently eating healthfully, getting outside every single day, moving my body, making time and space for connection with myself, with my partner, my husband, my friends, my kids, making sure I get to sleep on time. That's a huge one. Those are just some of the baseline things that help me better manage my stress. And those things are all necessary, and sometimes they aren't enough. As moms, we can carry a lot of stress. Sometimes it feels like we're carrying not just our own stress, not just what we have going on, but also the stress of our household, of our family, of our kids, sometimes of our friends or our parents. That can be a lot to handle. When the stress starts to feel overwhelming, like I can't turn it off, like I can't stop worrying about it, I know that I need to take it to the next level for me, beyond just doing those baseline things that I already mentioned. I think of those as more like preventative, and this is something I do to actually manage the stress I am experiencing right in the here and now. And today I want to share it with you. It's a way that I found to kind of relieve some of the stress, do a reset, if you will. It's super tactical and it's very doable, and here's how you do it. So if you didn't do it at the very beginning of this podcast, go ahead, grab a pen and paper. Now take some time. And when it comes to whatever you're feeling, whatever it is that you're worried about, whatever you're stressed or anxious about, write it all down. Make a list, like every single thing. In that list, put down every single thing that you are worried about. Get it all out. And my friends, this is a space to really get specific. Challenge yourself in this way. Don't just write down project at work. Write down specifically what you're worried about. For example, are you worried that it's going to be over budget, that someone won't pull their weight, that the project won't get done on time? Write down every single thing. If you're worried about one of your kids, write down exactly what it is that you're worried about Maybe it's a diagnosis that they have. Maybe it's how they're doing at school. Maybe it's how they're doing socially. Maybe they're experiencing some bullying right now. Write every single thing down and try to be as specific as possible. When I get going on this, I make a bulleted list. So don't worry about getting like the verbiage correct or the spelling correct or the proper grammar. Instead, just focus on getting as many of the things down onto paper as you can with as much specificity as possible. When we are writing these down, one thing to really keep in mind is that your job right now is just to write those down. It's not your job to judge it. It's not your job to say, like, this is something I should be worried about or shouldn't be worried about, whatever. Right now, we're just trying to get that down on paper. So I'll give you an example. So for instance, as some of you might know, I have a skin condition called melasma, and it leads to some darkening on my forehead and cheeks. And I'm still figuring out what triggers a flare-up of it, but definitely at times it stresses me out. Just having it there on my face every day can really bother me and stress me out. So I write down my melasma when I am making a list like this. And there is definitely part of me that judges myself for even being so vain and to have this on my list. And that voice inside my head gets going. It can get really mean. And during this exercise, what I really focus on doing is just ignoring that voice and whatever it is doing, because all I want to do is get down all the things that are bothering me, make a list. So I'm not during this exercise going down any kind of rabbit hole with any kind of judgmental thoughts about what it is that's stressing me out. And I'm never comparing myself to others. So I'm never saying to myself, yeah, well, you have this going on, but your friend Jane, she has that going on, and that's so much worse. Why can't you be more grateful for everything that's awesome in your life? Those kinds of thoughts just are not helpful right now. All you're trying to do is make a list. Truly, just get it down onto paper. I have found that getting this list, this stress list, down on paper helps for two reasons. First, it helps me to relieve some of that anticipatory stress. Just putting it down on paper helps to get it out of my head for some reason and helps me to stop that mental loop that is running through my head continuously. Second, and here's the big one, once we got our list of stressors, we're going to make space for other perspectives on each of those items. To do that, we're first going to take some time to get grounded and centered back in our body. It's really helpful to do this after making this kind of list because we're focused so hard on thinking of all the things that are stressing us out. And now, instead of having that energy all swirl inside our body, we want to calm ourselves down a bit and get grounded back into our body. It's important that you do this in whatever way feels good and authentic to you. What I like to do, though, is I take a couple of big deep breaths and slowly release them. And then I sit quietly. I try to hone in on all the sensations within my body. So I start at the top of my head and I try to wrinkle my forehead and I feel how that feels. And then maybe I puff out my cheeks or I wiggle my nose and I notice how each of those feels. And I work my way all the way down from the top of the head of my body, all the way down to my shoulders, through my arms and out to my fingertips, all the way down my chest and my stomach. And I notice how my stomach is feeling and how my core is feeling that day. I have noticed how my lower back is feeling, all the way down to my legs. What do my thighs feel like? What do my knees feel like? Is there any tension there? What does it feel like? I notice my calves all the way down to the toes and how it feels right when I curl my toes. Just taking a few minutes to do this and again, ground myself in my body is really helpful. So once I do that, I then return to my list, the list of things that stresses me out. So go ahead and grab your list. Ask yourself about each item on your list. Can you find any other perspective on this? So if you have something that's worrying you at work, can you find another perspective? For instance, let's say you have a project you're working on. You're worried that you don't have the human capital to get that project done on time. The resources just are not there. You might worry that this is going to reflect negatively upon you, that It's going to show your boss that you can't manage things, that you can't handle the workload, that you just aren't capable of doing your job. But what's a different perspective on this? Maybe you can use it to help explain to your boss why more resources are needed. Maybe you can come up with some creative ways to get there on time. Maybe you actually need to dial back on some of what you're trying to do and actually do less or find a way to do it differently. Maybe this is an opportunity for you to practice advocating for you and for your team. What about an example involving our kids? Let's try one of those. Let's assume, for example, that one of your kiddos is getting bullied on the bus. Oh, that sucks. I know. It's awful. It doesn't mean that bullying's okay. And is there anything or any way in which you might take an added perspective on it? Bullying's not all right, but is there anything to learn from this experience? Maybe you use it as a way to encourage your child to try to set a boundary. Maybe you need to help them to get help from others when that boundary is crossed and how to do that effectively. Perhaps this is a time when you're going to use that experience to learn how to advocate effectively for your child. Of course, as a mom, I know I would be worried about how the bullying is impacting and affecting my child right now, right in the here and now. No one wants to be bullied or feel bullied, and it hurts so much if our kids experience anything like that. And I don't want that for my child. If it does happen, I also hope that they walk away from that experience with more compassion inside them for others who might be experiencing similar type of behavior. There are so many ways in which you can take a different perspective on the things that are causing you stress. This doesn't mean that you have to like what has happened or what you're afraid might happen. It just means that you're using this to consider all of the perspectives, all of the lessons, all of the possibilities. One of the teachers who has mentored me calls this finding the gift, and his challenge is always to try to find three ways in which a particularly stressful, difficult situation is actually a gift. Now, inevitably, when this comes up, someone always goes to a very extreme example, a tragedy, an unwanted diagnosis, for example, and they'll say, this strategy, it doesn't work with something that's really horrible and really tragic. Because with that situation, how could there be anything but bad when it's a tragedy like that involved, or for example, a terrible diagnosis? And that's really hard. But to it, I say, number one, this is a tool. Use this tool in a way that's going to work for you. Don't use it against yourself. And certainly, I think we could all probably agree that this would work for 98, 99% of the really stressful things happening in your life. And if you're experiencing one of those enormous stressors right now, those life-changing things, those huge losses, perhaps a death of somebody that you love, maybe some bodily harm, an incredible tragedy, a terrible diagnosis. If you're experiencing that, then maybe right now you aren't in a space where you can actually find any other perspective. If that's the case, it's okay. Honor that space that you're in right now. Allow your body and your mind to feel the whole range of human emotions and human experiences. Maybe what you need right now is time and space. Maybe it's okay to feel stress about this. Maybe a reset on this emotion right now is not appropriate. But the second thing that I would say to that is that I think that there is a way to find other perspectives on what have happened or on what might happen because of a particularly stressful situation. So for example, let's say that you've messed up and lost your job. Maybe right now you feel like there's no way to come back from it. What could be a different perspective on that? Or maybe you've lost your company because of some bad decisions or because you've been betrayed by someone that you thought you could trust. Both of those things feel really horrible right now. And it doesn't mean that they're not awful. They are. And what could happen because of them? Might you find a new job? Might you learn from your mistakes? Might you bring back a company bigger, better, and bolder than before? What if it's something really tragic, though, like the loss of a loved one? Certainly the loss of a loved one does not feel like a gift. It feels like a loss and like there can't be any other possible perspective on that. And I would offer to you that nothing in this exercise will ever take away that loss. And at the same time, grief is part of the human experience. So what can be taken from the grief? What can come of it? For me, I try to remember that to feel grief is only possible because of love. Great grief is the result of great love. And I try to use those times of grief and loss as ways in which I can double down even more on love. That's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I'm good at it or I'm perfect at it. Just telling you that that's what I try to do with it. And there are many well-documented examples of folks who've taken great and incredible loss and turned it into incredible lessons, ways in which they're serving and helping others, ways in which they've grown personally, ways in which they've made an incredible sacrifice to move a dream or a passion or an incredible thing that helps other people along. It doesn't negate the loss that they've experienced or the grief that they've suffered, but it does allow for some additional perspective on it. It's almost a more holistic way of looking at things. So go ahead, give this a try. Bullet list out all of the stressors that are raging through your mind right now, and then ask how you might take a different perspective. Really let your creativity run with you here. This exercise, if you do it from a place of genuineness and from really trying to have it help you, can really be an incredible way to reset your stress. It can be a really awesome way to take some perspective, and it can be a really awesome way to release some things so that you don't have to carry those with you all the time. This is some kind of hard work, and as moms, sometimes it's our job to show up and do the hard thing. Sometimes we have to go first in this way. Get out there and give it a try. I'll see you next week.
Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.